Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Fiction. Science fiction. Horror. Fantasy. Crime. LGBT. Thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCBQ 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
Back in the House of Mystery, and today we've got a special show for everybody. It's just if you're stuck in quarantine somewhere, been in your house for a year, we thought we'd bring the band to you. So from the UK, we've got our co-host, Julie Sav. And how are you doing, Julie?
Yeah, I get to chase Alan South.
Good, 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 good. So you got a band for us. They've been on the show before, about a year ago, I think, just when this was all starting. Jolly Roger Band UK. So I'll let you take her away.
Cheers, Al. So, so welcome back, guys. What a privilege to have you back on the show. Just to introduce you before I come to yourselves, is just for all our listeners. So about a year ago, when we were in just in the early stages of lockdown, we invited Jolly Roger to talk to us about their history, where they've been, where they came from. We linked that to the UK and the history of Cornwall and pirates. And it's really something that our American listeners will understand and relate to. We've got a lot of pirates over in America that, that follow the guys. So really hoping that they're able to listen to this interview. And over the last year, Jolly Roger have continued to go from strength to strength in amidst this mad, mad, challenging situation. So, guys, welcome again.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hello, back again, Samantha, Lady of the Sea from Jolly Roger.
I'm Kynan. I'm Kynan, I'm Bosun Two Toes. I'm the bass player. I'm the loudest in the band, I think.
I'm Kynan.
We'll see. I'm Johnny the Plank. I do flute and drums. Not at the same time. I'm working on it, though.
Oh, well, good skill to have. Where would you not use that skill? Pretty good to see you. And it's you clearly, I'm a follower of yours. I think you're absolutely great. And I think that over the last year, you've seemed to continue to build upon your music set, your skill set, in the midst of this mad, mad, challenging COVID stuff. So how have you managed that? How have you found continuing to do this through lockdown?
Well, we got lucky. We all lived together through it all. So we were able to play music every day, all day, every day, always.
It really gave us an opportunity to get creative in a different way and find different ways to put our energy into helping our social media and getting our music out to people in a different way, and teaming up with local bands and like doing collaborations and playing festivals, online ones, and getting involved in a different side of things, which it's really good because it's made our network of people so much bigger. So when we're allowed back out on the road now, I just feel like we've got lots of friends to go and meet, and it's a really exciting time.
So out of the pandemic's come a lot of positives with networking, hasn't it? Because it's so much easier to jump onto a Zoom or to a Teams, and it's become a normality. And for you, that seems to have really helped, and you've taken that in your stride. In terms of kind of the whole, the evolution of your own music and how you've progressed it over the last year, what has lockdown, how has it influenced you and your music? So I know you both do separate things as well as the Jolly Roger band, so...
Yeah, I just forgot to mention at the start that we do have another member of the band, Jay. He plays guitar, Captain Jay.
Oh, Jay him! Hart. Yeah, we've heard of him.
Yeah, and sings as well, but he's not with us today because he's now living in a different household. So, he's part of us as well. And we've used lockdown with the writing and stuff. We've had more chance to practice and write new material. And to be honest, the music's changed because we started the band and we didn't really know our instruments that well. We were doing it, just getting out there and kind of doing the best we could at the start with the skill set we have. And like having more chance to play, it's just developed our skills, which makes our writing kind of go in a different way. And we're always trying out new like bringing in different genres and trying out different stuff. And I feel like it's given us a chance to get closer to the style that we're going for in the direction that we want.
So is that, so just for listeners who may not have heard your music, so predominantly this has started off as very much shanty, styly, with a little bit of kind of pogues and that kind of rough edge to your music. And you also do some amazing covers as well, I suppose, as you're finding your feet and understanding where you want to go. And so you've now revamped Aboard, which is a fabulous revamping. And if you're happy, we'll play that on the show.
Oh, so yes, please. Yes.
You can hear that. Really different, very localised, and just a brilliant rendition. So where do you see the direction of travel? Where do you think you'll end up? What type of music will you end up? You can't veer too far away from the pirate theme now.
Don't worry, Julie, we won't.
We'll always be pirates.
We'll always be pirates. It's really cool. We've got our listeners, and we've got a wonderful, wonderful community and fan base. They're so supportive, and it's great that they're accepting and enjoying like the new stuff that we're bringing out. And I think when people first hear we're a pirate band, they kind of think they know what they're going to expect. And I just keep wanting to surprise people and Jolly Roger to become pirate music. So I think we're in a really nice position to just keep trying out different things. And yeah, it's good.
As far as the direction of what the sound's going to be like, when everyone in over there listens to a board, that.
Yeah. A bit
that
heavier.
That is the direction.
More
louder
energy.
Louder with drums and more energy. Even more energy.
Johnny did the flute and the drums on that track as well, so that's made it have like two different dimensions have come in, and we think it sounds more full, and it's just brought the song to life. We started singing it in a van on the way home from a gig, and now it's like an actual song that we're proud of, and it's about Cornwall. So I hope everyone that listens enjoys it. Let us know what you think.
Excellent. And do you think that through lockdown it's affected your writing style, not just because you've had more opportunity and time, but in terms of emotionally? Because people go through lots of ups and downs, quite isolated. You're lucky you're living together, but that also has its own complexities and challenges, I'm sure. So yeah. How has that impacted on your writing? Or has it?
Well, weirdly, I wrote the first song that I've ever really written for the band, for the new sort of EP that we're trying to work on at the moment. But I don't think that wasn't down to lockdown that got me to write that. Unfortunately, I lost my granddad like a month or 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago or something. So that gave me a focus of something to write about. So it's definitely changed me. But I guess you just have more time, don't you? You just get more time during it all.
Well, another song that's coming out on the EP as well, I think I'm allowed to tell you, that it's called, what it's called? Can I tell them what it's called?
Yeah, go on then.
So we got a song called Reach Out, and do you know our Fisherman's Girl track? So this one's like another kind of more acoustic one. And the experience of lockdown and reaching out to different people in different ways really inspired my writing for that song, bringing people together and making sure that we look after each other. And a lot of our songs are touch on mental health issues and things as well, to get people talking and be kind, like our song Grieve that that you can hear on our album as well. And yeah, this is another one of those, really, just bringing it real, making it real, like still piratey, still nautical themes. Like we like to use those metaphors and express ourselves in that way, obviously, because we grew up by the sea and it's really important to us. But yeah, it's I'm really excited for this one to be released, because it's a bit different from what
it's
we're going for.
It is a banger.
It's a total banger.
Oh, you're showing Steve now. That's not fair, is it? So you've been really good and very strong at keeping other people going. So you've relentlessly given up your time. New Year's Eve, you were out there smashing it, seeing the new year in with all of your pirate crew, and giving up your time to help other people through what is quite an isolating time for a lot of people stuck inside. So how have you kept going?
Thanks, pick me. I built a gym. I built a gym in the shed, so I've been doing a lot of that. That's what keeps me going at the moment. Especially like lockdown Mark 3 has been all exercise for Kynan.
I've just been trying to learn the songs, to be honest. That's what my whole lockdown's been.
Yeah, luckily we've found Johnny like in this year of lockdown, And in the summer, we were allowed to go and practice in a professional practice space for a short time. And then obviously he's living with us now, but making these changes and like having someone else that's come in with energy for the band and stuff and is there with ideas, that keeps us going, gives us the energy. And obviously like all of the stuff we get back from the crew, we do it for everyone, but they give so much back to us. And also been a reason for me to give me purpose to say, oh, we'll do another stream next weekend because we're helping people and it's, and that they're enjoying it. And that's good for me as well. It's just, I think that's one of the best things about music, bringing people together and spreading the joy. So that's why we do it. And we get so much back from that. So thank you for everyone that listens and talks to us as well.
Everyone who even communicates with you is back there. So over the last few years, from 2019 to where we are today, you talked about finding your own self, finding your instrument, understanding it, understanding the sound that you want to produce. You've now gone on and started your master's, Samantha.
Yeah.
How exciting is that? And yet how challenging is that too?
Yeah. So I'm doing a master's in music business because I do quite a lot of the admin and managing for Jolly Roger. And I just found this opportunity while we're still in lockdown in the midst of everything. I thought, why not like focus on developing those skills? So while we've got the time and we're not out gigging every weekend. And then I've got three assignments due in the next couple of weeks, and I've realised how much time it's actually going to take. But it's all amazing content, and obviously meeting other people in the music industry and hearing their stories too. It makes, again, it's that connection of, we're not crazy doing this, like this is really valid and it's what we want to do and it's like purposeful and other people are doing it. So having that support is great, and obviously learning more about how the music industry works and things like that and the direction that it might be going in the future.
It's really inspiring for a lot of people because when through the lockdown, a lot of people will be very tempted to kind of almost become quite insular and not reach out and not reach an aspiration because it suddenly feels not doable. And, you know, we know how important it is to always achieve and do the best we can and be the best we can be because it's so good for our emotional well-being. So all credit to you for this mad time and then taking on board that. And I saw a comment you've written on Facebook over the last couple of days saying about how tough it was doing these assignments. And
yeah.
Rather doing my own, and it wasn't that great then either.
When life throws you lemons, start a master's and become a pirate. That's what I always say.
Had I known that in my early 20s when I was doing my social work qualification, I probably just wouldn't bother doing it.
So, if anyone's listening and they're struggling to find the motivation and stuff, it's just keep busy and have a goal, and there's more than one ways to get there. And just because you're not doing exactly what you think could be the best thing for you right now, you're actually probably in exactly the place you should be. And it's just teaching you how to use that time in a different way. And I think that this pause on the live music has been really useful. And I wouldn't be doing a master's and I wouldn't have done all of these live streams and we may or may not be here talking to everyone now. So it's just making the most out of what the situation that you're in. And
absolutely, great words. And so you brought us in quite nicely for live music, because whilst that's been really positive that you've had time to develop yourselves in other ways, you must really miss that, because having that immediate feedback from an audience is something very special, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes.
I forgot what it felt like to like, have everyone's sweat all over you. I miss it.
I miss it enormously. The actual playing physical live shows is... it's so good for my ego.
There's nothing wrong with that. So do you have any shows lined up for post-lockdown? I'm sure you must have.
Yeah.
I think we're nearly fully booked now.
Fabulous.
which is amazing. I'm so, yeah. so happy. Yeah. This is the first time in our career that we haven't, like, called up for shows and that people have just called us and booked us.
Is it really exciting and weird?
Yeah.
But good. Like, so the work must be paying off a little bit. We'd love to.
You did a live stream recently, didn't you, with everybody on Zoom behind you. And one of the things that you said was, thank you for making us feel like celebrities or pop stars. Or yeah, there's a quiet smile there that just said, yeah, bloody right. That's what you should do. So out of all of your song history and your kind of repertoire, which is ever growing, what's your favourite songs to perform?
No. Oh, good question.
Johnny, you just learned them. They're fresh for you. What's your favourite Jolly Roger song?
Oh, man, that's really hard. I really love Silent Mountain. I really love playing that song. That's, like, an absolute bad. It's one of my favourites. But Fisherman's Girl as well.
Like, oh, I like playing that.
I think that's the first song. Like, when I listened to your album before I joined the band, that song, like, stuck in my head for weeks and weeks after that. And I love playing it. It's just good.
You are romantic.
My favourite song is Two to the Blue, because when I see Jay perform that live and dance with his ukulele and pull all of his amazing pirate faces that he does, and he just gets so into his character, and it's hilarious, and we have so much fun, and it's such a great song. It's just hilarious. And that's what our mate Perrin described us as when he first saw us. He came to our show and we're like, do you think that was good? And he was like, it was hilarious. We're like, we'll take that.
We'll have that one.
Mine's Weekday Weekend, because I get to play fancy bass in that song.
I do love that one.
And it's good for your ego.
Yeah, I love playing the fancy bass in that song.
It's a theme,
yeah. Shouting drink at the top of my lungs.
Oh, yeah, and we get to shout drink repeatedly as loud as we can, which is always fun.
Yeah. And have the odd one along the way.
Oh, no, never.
No, I've never seen that ever. I mean, never seen that. I've never seen Sam have a few drinks on a gig. So we're going to play a few of your songs and during this interview. So we will we'll feed those into this interview. What's the one you're most proud of? It's generally different than the one you enjoy playing.
Mine's going to be the one that you're not going to be able to play because it's not finished yet.
Okay.
The one I've written. It's called, can I say the name?
Yeah.
It's called Kingfisher, and it's, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Do you want us to say why it's called Kingfisher?
Oh, because my late grandfather's surname was Fisher. And he was the king of the fishers, so, yeah.
Have I heard this song? Has this been played?
Not yet.
You've not sung it?
No, we haven't sung it yet.
Okay, I've heard something similar. There's the name anyway, so I'm not going to say anymore.
I released a song also called The
that
Same.
That might be the one I mean.
This song that we've done for Jolly Roger, it's got a completely different vibe. It's
vastly different.
It's it's like a celebratory song. It's going to be a great one to see live, and yeah, hopefully we'll set up one of the venues that we play over the summer, potentially as a live stream thing, so the listeners will be able to tune in and actually see us perform on a stage. I think that would be quite cool if anyone's interested. Because we want to continue live streaming a bit, because we've got some followers from around the world now, which is really cool.
Absolutely. So you want to keep those interested and then hopefully travel.
We'd love to travel. Venues, please email.
If anybody's out there would like Jolly Roger to come over, then please get in touch with them and invite them over to perform for you.
So, good news is I'm really good at sea swimming. I might be able to make it.
Yeah, it's not that local. And I know you like sweet sea swimming, but that's maybe a bit nippy and a bit far.
Might be hard with the old drum kit.
Yeah, there's a lot of luggage, isn't there?
We try Millstone, like St. Perrin.
Yeah, well, it worked for him, didn't it?
So, have you guys got something you might want to give us a quick blast of now?
Yeah?
A couple of bars or a couple of, you know, just verses that you'd like to do live now? sound like a bit of a soul voice. I'm happy for everybody else that's heard. Well done. So how long ago did you write that one, guys?
Oh, I think it was...
That was one of the first ones that you wrote.
Yeah, 2019 in the summer. Summer 2019, I think we wrote that one.
And has it evolved over the years? Have you added bits or have you, has it played pretty much the same?
Well, I mean, the flute was never there before.
We've got flute! And, when we play it live now, we'll add drums to it too. So it's gonna give it another dimension, which is, it really works. I don't know if you'd think drums, but yeah, it does. It really does work.
Just a blast beat the whole way through. It doesn't sound like it works, but it does.
Okay, so one of the things that's been really dominant through lockdown is how difficult it is for live artists trying to fund their way through this difficult time. So in terms of how can we help you, artists who are not able to get out there or may have struggled through the lockdown to kind of recoup and get back out there working, how can people best support you guys?
So if you go to people's social medias that they use, their Facebooks, their Instagrams or their websites, you usually get a link to their music where you can either download it on... Sometimes people use Bandcamp, we use Bandcamp, or CD Baby or something like that, and then you can pay to download the music, so that money goes to the artist with a small fee going to Bandcamp, and on the first Fridays of each month, Bandcamp are giving artists 100%, so the first Friday of each month at the moment through lockdown is a great day to choose to do that. You can also get their merch on there. Some bands also have Facebook shops. We've got some t-shirts and things on that, which is... good way to support them as well. And also on Spotify, if you find them on there and stream them, you do get some royalties, but it's very minimal. But some of the bands have a PayPal link at the top of their page as well that you can tip them. And obviously on their live streams, we've been really supported by the crew, and they've been giving us donations of virtual ticket monies and things, which has been great.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Didn't want to put a set price on our streams because we want them to be accessible to everyone, but the tips and the donations that we do get gets invested back into the band and makes us able to record at home and buy the equipment that we need for that and not have to go out and do that in a studio, which saves a lot of money, and helps us in that way. And also just spreading the word, just telling your friends and inviting them to like the pages, all of that really does help. There's lots of ways, money wise and free things that you can do to help musicians,
like bands, free bands. We love free bands.
Yeah, we love free bands. We're also some musicians have been doing crowdfunders and Kickstarters to do their albums and things like that. We might be starting one soon to get a band van because Hubert died, our first band van, last on summer this year. Was it this year?
No, last year.
Last year, yeah, of course, last year. Yeah, on one of our socially distant shows we were going to, we had to ditch him on the service station and all cram into a tiny car to get to this venue. So, yeah, some look out for those crowdfunders and things. And also, when venues do open up, please go back and watch music there and support the venues as well, because without those, we wouldn't have anywhere to go and play, and they are in danger of not opening at the moment. So please, yeah, support your artists and support your venues that play music, live music.
How much does it mean to you knowing that you've now gathered a following in many different countries, and how many of people are part of your pirate crew and will dress up and get involved with you guys? How much does that mean?
It's mind-blowing, like absolutely mind-blowing. We checked up on our Spotify not long ago to see where our most popular in the world. And Canada is the top place. City in Canada is the top place at the moment. And then Berlin in Germany, and then the United States, and then here in the UK. So wow. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's amazing as well, because hopefully one day we'll be able to come and visit people that have just found us through Spotify and online, and that's something that, I don't know, we didn't really think how far this would go when we started it. We started it because we were just wanting to have fun and play as a family, and we soon realised that people like what we're doing, and we just kept doing it more and more, and it's kind of, every day new things start to happen, and like, we're going, it's just getting bigger, and it's just amazing. Like, I love every single part of the journey, and we celebrate all the little successes, like talking to you, we didn't think we'd be talking on the radio station. It's just,
yeah. You meet different people in different places, don't you? And I certainly, after clicking like on your page, have never had so many friend requests from pirates in the States in my life. It's now filled, my wall is filled with pirate people who, from all over the place. So, what's the ultimate goal? What are you hoping to achieve by the end of 2021?
Over to you, Johnny.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to play like the biggest shows we can, you know. We want to just be living it, doing it as much as possible.
Always on tour. We do it for the live music.
Yeah, play live shows. Big, big live shows. That's what I want to do.
The sea I want to
get
people.
As many people in one place as possible that are from different places from all around the world and that have one big shared fun experience.
Also really want little inflatable pirate ships for everyone to crowd surf on.
Yeah, we want that.
Because I reckon that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
You might end up with like little dolls. Like, you'll have little Jolly Roger dolls in all the shops.
Aww, that'd be sweet.
Can you imagine how gratifying that really would not be?
Oh, it'd be so weird, Julie.
And I think last time we were on the show, like, me, Jay and Kynan had a chance to kind of tell people who we were and stuff, and I did. Would it be all right if we hear a bit from Johnny? Because he's new.
Yes, of course, yeah, really important. So speak up so we can hear you. You've now got.
Explain yourself, young man.
Stage. What am I supposed to say to
her? I don't
know. Why are you doing music and why did you join Jolly Roger?
Well, I've always loved music, you know. I have to do it every day. Pardon my French. It's what I've always wanted to do, and I heard your album. And I didn't realise pirate music was something I was into, and now I'm just a pirate. Like, even like the dressing is like turned into like, my everyday style. Like, it's really contagious, man. It's like a cool little cult. I just want to do what I love, and it's nice to have the prospect of making like maybe a career out of it. And yeah, that's just exciting to me.
Johnny the Plank.
It's great for us to be able to listen to your talent as well, Johnny. So, for us, it's a bonus. You're doing what you really love and enjoy, and we're enjoying hearing it. So, thank you to all of you. Let's talk a little bit about your albums, your EPs so far, so that everybody knows what they're called, where they can go and get them, where they can download them from, and then what to expect next.
Okay, the first EP that we ever did was Everyday Pirate.
And that's what EP stands for.
It was a 5-track EP, and I'm pretty sure you can still... Can you still get it from Bandcamp, or is it now only exclusive?
I don't know. I was thinking about taking it down. It depends when you're listening to this. You might still be able to download it. But we have revamped a lot of the songs since then, and they're on album, and they're on. Some of them are coming on to new EPs. So it's quite cool to see the comparison between them. But we, Everyday Pirate's the first one in September 2019.
Yeah, it was.
All the way back when.
And then...
a long time ago.
And then the album, which is the eponymously named Jolly Roger album, which is on Spotify and Bandcamp.
Apple Music.
All of the streaming-y places.
Deezers.
Yeah.
YouTubes.
And then the latest single Aboard is on all of the streaming places and available from Bandcamp as well for download. And then hopefully the new EP will be out by
June.
If you like Aboard, please, listeners, add it to your playlists, because that helps other people obviously find us, and we can have fun with more people.
Spread the piratey joy.
Biggin the crew, as I like to say.
Well, thank you, guys. So just to remind everybody who's listening, this is Jolly Roger Band, the ever-expanding and ever-evolving. And I know that you guys have got a live gig in just under an hour, so thank you. So I think you've probably rearranged a bit so that you could be interviewed tonight. So thank you for that. Really appreciate it. And let everybody know where they can join you for your live streams, where they can talk to you. So you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Jolly Roger Band UK on Facebook. Send us a message, say hello, and we will get back to you. We promise we get back to everyone that messages us. Mm-hmm. You can find us on there. All our live streams are done through Facebook Live currently. You can see our music videos on there, but you can also see them on our YouTube channel. Kind of like learned how to animate during lockdown as well. And we've got a full animated music video for one of our songs with little characters of some of our... I drew some characters of our crew and some... and us and...
And some families are on there as well, aren't they? So you should probably give a shout-out to your families, because they are really supportive, aren't they? And they join in and they're always pushing the popularity for you guys and sharing the word. So hello to all of your families and... it's great to see them spreading all of your posts, etc., across Facebook and social media.
They are fantastic. Special mention to our trusted shipmates that meet with us monthly, our mums, and our wonderful stepdad, Dan, and Stephen and Kathy Dodgson as well. So thanks to them. Thanks to my dad.
Almost neighbours. I can almost see their place from my house. Just up the road. So it's been really great talking to you guys, and it's been brilliant watching you through lockdown. So long may it continue. Can't wait to see you live. So for all of our listeners tonight, this is Jolly Roger. You will now hear numerous tracks from them to accompany this interview. Get booking them, get them over to the States, get them over to Canada, and share the music. So thank you very much, all of you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All for Jolly and Jolly for all.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. He's always at the bar. He's always at the bar. Call upon him, he is always at the bar. He left his house and wife and kids and never got too far. He left him for the bar, sweet Jimmy left him for the bar. Jimmy was the kind of man that
that's known around the town. He read his high school sweetheart and they bought the sword and crown. Right now, his chains fit a patter on the ground. Fit a patter on the ground. It was his favorite town. He's always at the bar. He's always at the bar. When we call upon him, he is always at the bar. He left his house and wife and kids and never got too far. He left them for the bar, sweet dear, he left them for the bar. Jimmy was a happy man, he had a handsome smile. If he needed help from him, he'd go the extra mile. House and wife and pub and kids were doing really well. As where the story stops, or as he likes to tell. He's always at the bar, he's always at the bar. And when we call upon him, he is always at the bar. He left his house and wife and kids and never got too far. He left them for the bar, sweet Jimmy, he left them for the bar. One night Jimmy stumbled and dropped his cigarette. That's the night Jimmy lives to regret. Everything was gone along with his luck. He picked up the bottle and didn't give up.
Jimmy didn't give up! Woo!
He's always at the bar. He's always at the bar. When we call upon him, he is always at the bar. Left his house and wife and kids and never got too far. Left them for the bar, sweet Jimmy, left them for the bar. He's always at the bar, he's always at the bar. And when we call upon him, he is always at the bar. Left his house and wife and kids and never got too far. Left them for the bar, sweet Jimmy, left them for the bar.
This bassist drum. Why wait for the weekend when we can party now? Let's ask the weekdays what they think and what they will allow. Hello Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday too. How do you feel about having us party right through you? We thought you'd never ask. Been waiting all our lives. The weekend party lifestyle is the one we all despise. We'd really like to join you. Living life beats working 9 till 5. So if you're looking for some fun, grab a drink or 21. Now the party has begun. Listen to this bassist drum. Let's have some fun on Monday. The friends are Tuesday too. We really like you Wednesday. On the weekend we can party you. Now we are at Thursday. We all know what's clear. Friday comes tomorrow. We're more weekend fun and lots of beer. So if you're looking for some fun, keep on going through the night.
Let my nerves and we alright.
Now we party all week long. Listen to this party song.
Party song. my tail. You probably heard a thousand tons, but it ain't getting stale. I'm a pirate on the ocean, that's where I belong. Only docking on the line when the rum is gone. And when we stop to get our stock so we can drink again, look at this anchor raising an oyster namazan. And that's where I belong. Only docking on the land when the rum is gone. But when we stop to get our stuff so we can drink again, look at this anchor raising an oyster namazan. Say, barrels of the stuff we love, it never is enough. Staggering from stern to bow, the sea ain't even rough. I'm a pirate on the ocean, and that's where I belong. Only docking on the land when the rum is gone. He's a pirate on the ocean, and that's where he belongs. Only docking on the land when the rum is gone. We are pirates on the ocean, and that's where we belong. Only docking on the land when the rum is gone. And when we stop to get our stuff so we can drink again, let's get the decoration and hoist it from his head. We are pirates on the ocean, and that's where we belong. Only docking on the land when the rum is gone. And when we stop to get our stuff so we can drink again, look at this anchor raising!
To Davy Jones,
down she goes. To Davy Jones,
down she goes. To Davy Jones,
down she goes. To Davy Jones.
We set aside our normal lives to dress in hats and beers, cigar guns and crackers with our tankards full of beer. No more working 9 to 5, we'll stick it to the man. Raise the anchor, change the ties and sail across the land. Now if you wanna quit your job and live a life of crime, have a blast every day, be happy all the time. Trade your tie and wore shoes with the lady at the bar. Grow out your hair and mustache, we're going wide and far. Raise your beer above your head and sing along with me. Gather all your hats and bits and beat me up the key. Whenever we are on the land, we're dreaming of the sea. Come join a bunch of pirates of the 21st century.
Jones, down she goes to Davy Jones,
down
down she goes to Davy Jones. 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 Down she goes to Davy Jones.
Had a problem, he came and sat by me. I was drinking in me local bar, thinking of the sea. He popped this tankard on a stool and showed me its full brim. The beer did disappear with a sloppy yellow grin. I've got a drinking problem, there's a problem with my glass. I say it's broke before a joke can fall upon my arse. Have a think and realise that you are just the same. Or have a drink and be surprised that you forgot my name. So as you see, he said to me, the tanker's got a hole. Every time I fill it up, the beer will end up gone. So do this lad a favour, spare a penny for some grog. Tomorrow be sick with his party trick, stuck upon the board. So I've got a drinking problem, there's a problem with my glass. I'll say it's broke before a joke can fall upon my arse. Have a think and realise that you are just the same. Or have a drink and be surprised that you forgot my name. About a week it took the steep around about my head. Couldn't put me finger on it, what this lad has said. So as I sit up on the bar and think and drink on it, I raise me tankard, have a sip, there's nothing but a drip. Not got a drinking problem, there's a problem with my glass. I say it's broke before a show can fall upon my arse. Have a think and realise that you are just the same. Or have a drink and be surprised that you forgot my name. Not got a drinking problem, there's a problem with my glass. I say it's broke before a show can fall upon my arse. Have a drink and realise that you are just the same. Or have a drink and be surprised that you forgot my name. Not got a drink and problem, there's a problem with my glass. I'll say it's broke before a joke can fall upon my arse. Have a drink and realise that you are just the same. Or have a drink and be surprised that you forgot my name.
The town was left in a state. needed a new key. A busy town with glistening sands and barren fields we could see. We joined the sun as we rode the waves, we heard the seagulls screech. We raided our caves and went booty in hand, discovered our pistol beach. Of all the world that's ready to sail, to hoist the anchor aboard. We'll leave the harbour to find a new land, to start our journey and explore. Heave-ho! 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 Days went by and on the horizon Port Isaac appeared. Some men on the harbour were singing some songs.
How do they know what our songs?
Well, blow me down and next we found Squeezy Belly Alley. With a yo-ho-ho, we looted the fish and left the scallywags be.
I wore the boat that's ready to sail, so hoist the anchor aboard. Leave the harbour to find a new land, to smile our vision explore. I bought the boat that's ready to sail, and hoist the anchor aboard. Leave the harbour to find a new land, to smile our vision explore.
Find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.